Welcome to the new year. It's the first 2025 edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Got the gunsmith in the chair. We're going to do a little 2024 wrap-up, kind of post-holiday segment here first, kind of let you know what's going on.
Little up-to-date, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.
That's Jonathan Smith, by the way. He is the gunsmith. I'm Dan. I push the buttons.
He's my co-host. I count on him to be a good co-host, and he is, and a good friend at that. So good morning, everybody. Glad you're with us. We got a lot going on. It's cold all of a sudden. You know, we got this cold snap that hit us.
It's winter.
It is winter. It's what we expect here in January in Michigan. It's hard to believe I'm saying Michigan, January 2025.
I know. You know? It's crazy.
I started looking back at how many years ago I graduated from high school, and it's starting to scare me.
Ooh.
That number's getting larger, Dan.
Yes, I can see mine. I can see my graduation date back yon over the hill.
I keep looking at my graduation stuff, and then I keep checking obituaries. That's not a good situation.
I know what.
Man.
My mom brought, I had some senior photos. I don't know where she was cleaning out, but she found some senior photos in a little case that she brought over over Christmas. It was a good-looking guy.
You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
What color was his hair?
It was pretty much this color, only not so
silver.
Gray.
Not silver?
Not quite as silver.
Not quite as silver?
Well, I don't really think it's that silver, really.
No, it's silver. We'll call it stainless steel.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though.
It almost has a gunmetal gray look to it.
there's a lot of it, though, John.
I don't have much. I have sparse blonde and silver hair myself. So, but on that note, late antlerless season is totally upon us.
Yeah.
So until the 12th of January.
You just keep shooting deer.
It is wide open. We got a call a couple nights ago. We were going to go out twice this week and do an evening hunt, and it just didn't work out. And my wife's like, don't kill another deer. We don't have any more room in our freezers.
Right.
You know? And then we got a call Thursday night saying, hey, I just hit a deer. You want this thing? And it's like, I hate cleaning deer that have been hit by a car.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's
ugly.
It is.
It's a mess. They don't always die peacefully, you know?
Right.
And so we said no. And I bet you I'm going to regret that.
Oh,
because there is a little gap in my freezer right now. I could fill it. And
I got room in mine.
There you go. That's a good idea. I don't know if you'll eat venison, though. I didn't know you would eat venison.
I don't eat anything.
Do you eat venison sausage when I have sausage made or no?
Nah.
You stay away from that, it seems.
Well, I'm not a big sausage guy.
Well, there's no preservatives in this stuff, you know.
Oh,
it's all it's healthy.
I imagine it's good.
It is. My heart doctor's like, eat all that you want.
Okay.
You know? So I have cheese and hot sauce put in it, but other than that, it's good for you.
That sounds pretty good.
It is good. So I'll hook you up. But I had 17 pounds made out of one of my deer. And of just sausage.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest all in hamburger. So I got like 150 pounds of hamburger and then 17 pounds of sausage. Jake's got
you don't
the same.
Do steaks, you don't do backstrap.
I do
don't...
backstrap, but I have it cut small.
Okay.
I just use it for like nuggets, you know, like and they're good. You know,
that
and some mushrooms and some green peppers.
Yeah.
Little Swiss cheese on top.
Uh-huh.
Bam, you got a delicacy.
Yeah.
So or provolone. But or mozzarella. Pretty much any cheese. Not that
so
I'm
cheese is going to be added to that.
Cheese
yeah.
is added to most All of my right. recipes. I found out that's not real good for you, but that's okay. So
not as bad as they say.
So antlerless deer tags can be made out of all your deer tags you have left over. So like in years past, December 1st was always a, because I got all these deer tags that I didn't fill. And
so if you got tags left over, you can still use them now.
Down this section of Michigan, this lower section, you can use them, of course, follow the rules carefully, and you should be fine. But the point is, there's still deer hunting to be had until the 12th. Now, what does this do to small game hunting, though? You know, because it does affect small game hunting. And I still love the small game hunt. I love to go out and squirrel hunt and rabbit hunt. And it's a great time of year to run the dogs and get out and get in the woods. But with deer hunting season still open, be very mindful of that when you're out there. Make sure that your dogs have maybe orange on them.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know who's that might have.
Right.
Somebody might have their son out for their first hunt or their daughter out for their first hunt. But report your kills if you get them. Just be careful. Be mindful that there are still people deer hunting in the woods with guns. So even though it's archery season, supposedly late archery season, it is open to everything down here where we can use our 450 Bushmasters and our 350 Legends and our 400 Legends and our shotguns and muzzle loaders. We can use just about everything except for high-powered rifles that are bottleneck cartridges. We can't use those down here. So, but here in Michigan, we got a lot going on. So, but get your freezer filled up. It's the time. So email me some pics, too. You can always send me an email at shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter@thegss. And of course, the GSS stands for The Gunsmith Show. That's my website, thegss.com. But shooter@thegss.com gets me the email. So send me pictures of what you got. Love to see them. And you know, and if you don't mind, if they're good picks, and show me what you got them with. That's what I really care about. It's always good to get a deer, but it's nice to know how good they work and what you used. You know, you got people that are using, you know, dad's old single shot 20 gauge, or if they're using a brand new, you know, 450 or a 50 AE or a 50 Beowulf, whatever you're using. I'd like to know what you're using. Joe Dirt got his third one.
Okay.
Yeah, so Joe Dirt's doing good. My buddy Joe from Lapeer is got three in the freezer already and in looking for a fourth. So he'll still be out. I just talked to him this morning. So he's doing good. I did go out a few days ago, and it was a perfect morning. There was a little bit of snow in the morning. It started snowing about midnight. And at night, I went out and just kind of drove around the farms around the area. And deer were in the fields like mad. So they're really moving. And then I go out the next morning, and in that fresh snow, I saw this is going to be easy.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah. They're going to be all over the place. And I had my 450 with me, and I've switched from a 450 bolt action gun this year that kicked pretty hard,
mm-hmm.
and it was a little jarring on my heart and stuff. I was trying to be careful. I switched to a semi-auto, and it doesn't kick near as much, so it's more comfortable to shoot. So I'm doing good with it. And actually, the two deer that I got this year, I got with my 450, and I had like aorta shots on both of them, so it killed them instantly. Yeah. It was wonderful. So wonderful for me, wonderful for my freezer. Not so good for the deer, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, that's par for the course. So,
circle of life, John. It's a circle of life.
You're right. Yeah. So, but when I went out, oddly enough, Dan, all I saw was coyote tracks.
Mm-hmm.
There was no deer tracks, but there was coyote tracks all over the place again. So that means we're turning up the knob again on coyote hunting, and we'll be letting the 6.5 Grendel bark as soon as possible, killing some. That'll be the last bark those coyotes hear.
Yotes.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. That yote's going to be silent from then on. But 6.5 Grendel does a great job. But whatever you're hunting with, remember, mind the rules. Pay attention to the rules of hunting with high-powered rifles here in Lower Michigan for your coyotes. But let's get out there and kill some dogs. So it's all good. Now, on that note,
I want to say Joe Dirt too. He's a buddy of ours.
Yes,
has been for a long time. It's not Joe Dirt like from the movie. It's
no, that's his nickname.
He's a dirt salesman. So.
He sells dirt. That's why we call him Joe Dirt.
So we call him. Growing media, he likes to say.
He didn't sell much here, so we didn't really have a good nickname for him. So,
oh, wow. I'm sorry. I set you up for that, Joe.
Oh, you did. Yeah, thank you. That was smooth, man. We just high-fived each other, Joe. But anyways, so we're going to we got a pretty good
show for
you.
Congrats on the deer, though. Thank you.
And Joe. And Joe. Joe's doing great. He always outdoes me. He always does. I don't know. He drives really fast and on the sides of the road. I don't know how he does it.
But he's getting to harvest him off the road.
He harvests him from his roadkill. So gotcha. He goes through a lot of vehicles.
Man, you need to let up on him. Joe, we're teasing. John doesn't mean it.
He loves it. He loves it. He just likes to be talked about. So now we love you, Joe. And on that note, terrorism is on the rise. So we got some worrisome things happening in America. So if you thought this was the year you were going to get a CPL or you're going to start carrying a gun, might be a good time. I had two nieces, a dear friend, and sister-in-law and brother-in-law all on Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So they're okay. They're safe. They're shook up. Their vacation was not what they thought it was going to be.
Sure.
And unfortunately for those lives lost down there in New Orleans, it was a terrible, terrible tragedy. And a tragedy for the whole country, because But it's a mean eye opener is what it is, that these people are amongst us and it's going to happen over and over again. And it's going to be more frequent, I'm afraid. So we have to be diligent. We got to be ready. You know, we got to mind our six. We got to watch what's going on around us. Don't just walk around like you're reading your cell phone while you're walking. You know, be mindful of what's going on around you.
Surroundings.
Be cognizant of what's happening. Take care of your loved ones. Protect yourself. Arm yourself if you can. And I when we were talking on Christmas Day to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and they're telling me they're going down to New Orleans. And I said, why? I've been there. You know, I spent a lot of time down there. And it's not
it's kind of a dirty city.
It's a very dirty city. And I'll be honest with you, it's still a nasty place. It is. There is a dark side to New Orleans that I don't like. Sex clubs it's not a very good, pure place. A lot of my good religious friends have literally had to move their families out of New Orleans and out of Louisiana. They just don't like it. But there are some steadfast people that are staying there, and I wish them luck. Pray for them,
this was a terrible tragedy, and it doesn't have anything to do with New Orleans.
It's the individual radicalized. No matter how it happened, it happened. It's in America, and here we are. So let's just be mindful and be careful. Let's pray for this country, and know that we're here to talk good gun talk to you every Saturday morning here on US 103. So we're going to get into a few good subjects today, and
we'll do that when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show.
We're going to talk about that new Ruger in depth here in just a minute. The new Ruger handguns.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.